So again, as we continue, children may have a lot of questions. Things may happen in the learning environment that you can use as learning opportunities. So use questions as opportunities. If children mention social differences, don't criticize or discourage their observation. For example, it's not polite to look. Rather, talk to them about their observation and answer any questions they have. It may be uncomfortable. If a student question makes you uncomfortable, do your best to answer it on the spot, but then take time later to reflect on what made you uncomfortable. If you suspect yourself of harboring biases or you still are not sure how best to handle the situation, seek feedback from a trusted colleague or friend or family member. In this case, again, there's other employees that you work with that have gone through this training, know what the expectations are and so forth, know your school policy and so forth. Again, speak to one of those, especially a trusted colleague, to get feedback on how to handle these situations. Keep parents involved and informed if possible. Again, remember there are certain criteria for that as well. Tell them what types of questions their children are asking and what answers you are giving. This will lessen the chance that the children will receive mixed messages from school and home. Because again, remember, parental values might be different, their experiences might be different, their actions, how they handle situation might be different. So again, be mindful, share what the expectation is, because even if, for example, the parent might have certain prejudices communicated with the child, and then the child now is displaying it in the learning environment, you need to alert the parent to what the expectation is in your classroom as well as in the school setting.